All right, we're back. It's the Rob Scarry Show. Don't forget, guys, if you want more of the David French, Bill Kristol info, go to the website, therobzakaryshow.com, therobzakaryshow.com. All right, so we've been talking about the this whole business debate. Rather it's Trump University or Trump's legal issues. And we broke down the USA Today story about lawsuits and so forth and so on. Now, when it comes to this Trump University, now, again, we touched on it 2 weeks ago. We've touched on it a week ago. We touched on it the other day. We'll talk about it now, and we'll talk about it next week. Because the more you hear about Trump University, and the more you hear how the media spins these stories, the more you better understand, again, how the real world works, and the fact that we have somebody running for president that is part of the real world. They're not part of the political world where you call yourself a businessman, but all you're doing is shuffling a million here, a million there, or showing up for work because you have the last name of a former president or vice president or CIA director or things of that nature. So the big debate is Trump had a real estate business. He had a real estate marketing business that they call Trump University. And this real estate marketing business, these seminars, produced a handful of disgruntled employees and people that took the course. And again, I ask, how is this any different from any other major business, rather it's schools or driving courses or golf schools or anything of that nature, where you get tens of thousands of people. You get tens of thousands of people that walk in and out of the doors. And you get individuals who then complain because the expectation of what they thought, of what was going on in their mind. I call it crowd surfing. It didn't live up to what they envisioned, what they imagined, what they crowd surfed about. And for people in the media, Hillary Clinton, to say, oh, Trump scammed people, it was a fraud, it was, is to say it's unfair to say that sounds kind of childish. It's disingenuous. It's disingenuous. It's kind of like a restaurant or any other business that has a money back policy. Jeez, I'm dying over here. My miliofeminosis is acting up. Any business that says if you're not satisfied, you get a refund. And somebody is not satisfied just because their expectations were way too high, or they're just pricks. And then they whine and they bitch about the product. Some of them even go to the internet. Some of them go to Yelp. Some of them go to review sites. How is this any different? How do you take two, three, four people that took the course and said, I wasn't satisfied. I felt like it was a scam. I felt pressured. I didn't learn anything. I didn't like it. How do you take those three, four people and label the entire course, the entire school, the entire experience by those four people, but dismiss the hundreds others that said, I had a good experience. I learned something. Isn't that a little disingenuous? Isn't that a little media manipulation? How many people in the audience have gone to college or taken a course of some kind? Wouldn't this be the same as getting done with the course and going, I hated Dr. Binkley, or I hated Professor Jones. I got nothing out of the class. I didn't learn anything. They didn't explain anything well. This is a complete waste of time. And someone else goes, what are you talking about? I thought Professor Binkley, I thought Dr. Jones, I thought they were wonderful. I have such knowledge now of what we just learned. It's really unfortunate you feel that way. I'm sorry you had a bad experience. Isn't that the same? Isn't that the same? How is Trump University and the handful of people that are bitching and whining to whatever news outlet will stick a microphone in their face, because that's their job, is to elect Hillary Clinton. How is that any different than even high school? And going, oh, I hate science class. I hate this teacher. And three or four people going, what are you talking about? Teacher's awesome. Science is awesome. Isn't that the same thing? Isn't that the same thing? Isn't that the same thing as being on a baseball team? Going, I hate our coach. I hate our, they're a horrible coach. And then five other people going, what are you talking about? They're the best coach I ever had. And the same can be said for the teachers. Again, this Trump University didn't just have five people. You had hundreds of employees. And the media is parading out two or three people that worked at the company for 7 months. They couldn't even last a year. 7 months. Jason Nicholas and Ron Shastreding and Corinne Summer, all back in 2007. Never heard from them 5 years ago. This is nine years. These people worked. These people worked there almost 10 years ago. So you have three ex-employees. I mean, when did we take an ex-employee as being the gospel of how a business operates? When the hell have we, when have we done that? When has the media been so quick to go and get an ex-employee and say, so tell us, how was your experience? Oh, it was the worst in the world. It was horrible. It was all lie. It was all... Okay, well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, Chipotle, for heaven's sakes. Chipotle is poisoned. It poisoned hundreds of people with contaminated food and employees who had bad hygiene. And nobody say, we need to shut down every Chipotle. They are bad business. They from top to bottom. People go, well, that's these three or four employees. You're in business and you have people that work for you. Guess what? You always have a few disgruntled ones. You always have a few disgruntled employees. I didn't hear people... Listen, not for nothing, but Penn State University had two football coaches that... Well, one... molested children for, I don't know, 30 years. And the other one enabled that coach to molest children for 30 years. I didn't hear people condemning the university from the top down. I mean, it's insane. It really is insane. And all of these types of, rather it's a college, rather it's seminars, it's all based on the individual. We talked about this before. You have camps. You have sports camps. You have football camps. You have baseball camps. You have these schools that teach kids the fundamentals and get them ready to play college football or high school, but whatever. And they pay tens of thousands of dollars to go to a Peyton Manning football camp or whatever camp. You think every one of those kids turned out to be the next Peyton Manning? I guarantee you, you can count on your hand how many kids attended the Peyton Manning camps and turned out to be the next Peyton Manning. If I recall, Andrew Luck might have attended a Peyton Manning camp when he was a youngster, if I recall. That's why I said there are some, but I don't know, maybe 10? Maybe 10 out of 50,000? All of these things are up to the individual. How many kids have gone to UCLA? How many kids have gone to Notre Dame? How many kids have gone to various colleges, graduated with degrees, and they're living in their parents' basement? What does that say about the university? Does it say more about the person or more about the university? If you have a degree from USC or you have a degree from UCLA and you're living in your parents' basement, are you the failure or is the school the failure? Who's the failure? If you spend $5,000 or $10,000, $15,000 or $1,000 taking Trump seminar courses, and when you get done, you can't sell one piece of property, but another person you went to school with is driving a Maserati and they got their faces on billboards. Who's the failure? Is it Trump University? Or is it you? Who's the failure? I mean, when you look at some of these people, the one person they keep touting is this older Hawaiian-looking guy. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's Filipino, and he spent tens of thousands of dollars on this course, and he didn't learn anything. And if you look at this guy, it looks like there's not a bone of motivation in his soul. If you can get bones and souls, this guy has none of it. It looks like a guy that sat there and watched Million Dollar Listing and went, oh, maybe if I take a course, I could drive a Maserati and live in a mansion and have beautiful women parading around with me and drinking champagne. That's the one guy. And I love the fact that the media has the camera and the microphone in this guy's face every single day, every hour of the day. But they're not sticking the microphone or camera in the face of the people who achieved success. I mean, what does that tell you, man, about the CNNs and the MSNBCs? I mean, seriously, what does that tell you about that? They're such scum. They really are. The Breonna Keelers, they're just scum. They read off a teleprompter with the executive at CNN, Jeff Zucker, or Andy Lack at MSNBC, whatever that executive wants said, whatever the agenda that they want put forth. And they go, all right, this is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to say. This is how you're going to go about it. Okay. And they talk about the Trump playbook. And in the playbook, it says how to dress. Yeah. In most handbooks, even the military has chapters on how to dress, how to act in certain situations, things to say. I mean, every business has an employee handbook, an employee manual. How is this such a shock? How is this such a shock? Well, this talks about how to deal with travel, how to get new customers, how to sign them up for more courses. And how is this any different than any other university or teaching school? How is this any different? How is this any different? If you go to karate, okay, if you go take kung fu, and you pay every month, you're paying to work up the ladder. You don't learn everything in the first month. You don't take advanced classes in the first week. And the teacher isn't discouraging you. The teacher's saying, once you finish this, the next class we offer is this. Again, what's so shocking about this playbook? I don't get it. What am I missing? What am I missing? What am I missing? The other day in the mail, I got a book from Glendale Community College, junk mail. And I looked through it. This course, $80. The companion course to this, $100. The advanced course to the companion course, $70. Driving school. I mean, seriously, we could go down a list. We could go down a list of everything, credited, uncredited. Kung fu, football camp, golf camp. You will be trained by a pro golfer. Guy's a pro golfer. They didn't say the guy's Lee Trevino. They didn't say the guy's Tiger Woods. They said the guy's a pro golfer. You a pro golfer? I'm a pro golfer. Okay. I'm better than you. I guess you're a pro golfer. All right, you got your fundamentals down. Now, I would suggest that you take Pro Golf 102. Yeah, what's that? Well, we teach you the long game. We teach you how to maneuver in the rough. Well, how much is that? Well, because you already took the introductory course, we can work a deal with you. It'll be $150. Oh, wow. I don't have that. Well, what do you have? Well, I got $50. Well, you know, you could also put it on a credit card. Do you have a credit? Well, you know what? You could put it on a credit card, and we can charge you in a week on that. What do you think about? I mean, how is that different? How is that different? How is it different? There's absolutely nothing different about Trump University and the playbook, the tactics, than any other schooling. Any other. I don't care what type of school it is. Film school. I don't care if it's gymnastics classes. Doesn't matter. Absolutely doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. No matter what organized activity where somebody's teaching a Pottery Barn, different classes, doesn't matter. Someone's always trying to sell you because it's a business. Someone's always trying to work with you because it's a business. If it's 100, oh God, ladies, you go to college, regardless if it's community, and if you can't afford it, if you don't have the cash in your pocket right now, what is done? You get sent to the financial department, the financial aid department, and they do whatever they have to do to get you a student loan. They do whatever they have to do to get you on the hook for money that in turn is given to them so that they can teach you. And then in turn, when you are done, you owe XYZ. And on top of XYZ, about 20% worth of interest on XYZ. So again, every school, every class involving anything anyone teaches, and you can't tell me,
yeah, but the difference is these people weren't taught anything.
That's BS. That's 100% BS. Because you have a handful of people that say they weren't taught anything. And the flip on that is you have triple the amount of people that say they were taught something. No different than I took Spanish for 3 years in Bishop Kearney High School from a brother. Not somebody black, but a brother. Not a priest, but a brother. I thought he was the worst teacher in the history of mankind. A big, fat, slovenly, evil brother. And when I graduated from high school, I learned Azul, Zibatos, and Como Estás. But yet, 11... maybe 12 people that I hung out with to this day are fluent in Spanish because of the 3 years that we had in high school. So, where was the problem? I say it was the teacher. I say it was the brother. But the 13 people that I was in class with say, no, Rob, it's you. You weren't able to grasp the Spanish language. The teacher was fine. You're the dummy. So, who's right? I'm listening. Who's right? Exactly. Exactly. At the end of the day, what the media is doing is what they've been doing for the last 50 years, however long television and print has been out there. They are creating a narrative. They are pumping an agenda that is a leftist agenda. It favors Democrats. And now it's just into the open because they despise Trump so much. They love him because he's ratings and he's unpredictable and he says crazy things. And it creates panels upon panels upon panels on their different talk shows and fills time and makes their life easier. But they despise him. They despise his views. They despise Republicans. Trump University is no different than any other school, credited, uncredited, football, soccer, basketball, driving, Spanish, Rosetta Stone, you name it, Penn State, UCLA, the kids living in their parents' basement. What do you say to the kid? What do you say to the kid whose best friend, they grew up together, buddies said they're inseparable, they took all the same courses together. What do you say to the two kids and the parents that after graduation, the one kid lives in the basement of mom and dad, and the other kid is working for a Fortune 500 company making $150,000 a year? They took the same courses. They took the same elective. They did everything. So whose fault is it? Whose fault is it for the failure of the one kid in mom and dad's basement? Is it the school's fault or is it the kid's fault? It's like this Trump University is a symptom of the society that Democrats and Obama created. And that is, if you're not successful, it's someone else's fault. It's not your fault. It's someone else's fault. If you have a crappy lot in life, it's not your fault. It's someone else's fault. It doesn't matter if you've had the same opportunities. It doesn't matter if you've had the same chances. It doesn't matter if you've gone to the same school. It doesn't matter, because it's someone else's fault. It's not because of you. And that's what Obama's created. And that's what the Democrats have created. They've festered it. And it's all bubbled to a disgusting leftist sludge.